The biggest little city in the world, the American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the dusty trails leading to an intergalactic rest stop. I am the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. With my right-hand man, Mr. Nick Ramirez in the house.
What's up?
We've also got a terrible, terrible band thundering from the plains, Exegeters. And our main man from nowhere, Nevada, Brian Sutherland.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Yeah, can you dig it? How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? It's been a while.
Yeah,
we had a couple weeks off. I was off before that.
I don't know where the fuck all you were. I was sitting here hoping everybody'd show up.
Masturbating all by yourself.
Exactly.
Chewie showed up.
Yeah, then we call it off completely, and Chewie walks in the door. Hey, what are you guys doing, huh?
Oh, did he really?
Yeah. Oh. I'm all, did you
I
check your
got
text?
The message.
Did you check your text? Yeah, and he did. Oh, he totally came in, and then he said, fuck you, Rick.
I didn't mean to insult homosexuals.
Just you.
Allegedly.
Right. Allegedly. So he saw me masturbating.
Don't be gross, Rick.
He joined in.
I didn't know anybody was coming over. The beer boxes make it not gay, so.
Yes. That's just a staff meeting, then.
Right.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be back.
Let me show you my staff.
Got a position for you right at the end.
Okay.
Gay right out the gate.
Yeah. Well,
it was my fault. I'm sorry.
Rick gaying up sometimes the whole show.
Sometimes it goes gay, and it's not my fault, but that was totally me.
Everybody's a little bit gay in that situation.
We're all a little gayer for having listened.
Amen.
I don't even know what's happened in the last few weeks. Holidays,
so much,
kids,
Jesus Christ.
Museums, so
fireworks.
Hope you guys have been having a great time out there in the internet land. We have also been gearing up for this week. This week, actually.
Tonight.
As you listen to this show, tonight is one of the greatest rock shows in all the land, bringing together some of the greatest talent in Reno for the last 25 years.
My God.
That's right.
And it's fucking free. Can I say that? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You can
it's
fucking
free.
Say
it's
that.
Free.
I meant about the free thing. I said, it's your show. I don't know. Oh. How much is the cover?
No. Well, that's
not
the best
really
part, man.
It's, oh, that show. Right.
Wait, we're not making money off this?
I know.
It's to celebrate the...
Welcome to my world.
The release of our soundtrack, which is just amazing. I mean, Nick Ramirez and Tom Gordon and you there, Mr. Dogwater Dick. All
Fuck.
Of you had your hand in there. Scott Curtis. I'm trying to remember everybody. It's really hard. There's like 30 songs on there.
Fuck.
But they're fucking awesome. And they're all local. And it is an amazing soundtrack. It looks amazing. The packaging is amazing. Local artist Diana Sion did an absolutely fantastic job. There's nothing I would change. It is beautiful.
Everything nice. About this movie is locally grown, locally bred. It's decades of awesome
Ooh.
In the making.
Dogwater Dick just handed me a copy here.
Ooh,
right.
Okay.
Ooh.
A brand
Let
new
me peruse
gift.
It.
You're the only people to see this. No
oh,
one has seen
beautiful.
This yet.
Beautiful. Oh. Look at it. Oh, it opens. It's got a gate fold. We got
Mr. Nice. Andy Hernandez on
oh,
that little.
Oh, God, look at
it.
It's such a great picture.
Oh, a double fold-out.
Told you I wasn't
playing. Double fold-out with full glossy color
look
picture.
Look at the artwork yes. on this. This is amazing.
And Aww. Snake. There's a snake on it.
Very cool.
Absolutely,
what's
that?
We got
off.
Gunshot Liquor over here. We got a scene from the movie, a couple scenes, and then we got, what's this? Oh, that's the sex scene.
Hey.
Outer space. Let me see here on the front. We got, oh, Andy 86, his base is on fire.
Yeah.
And then we got TJ and Christy floating in space here on the cover. Very beautiful. It says Nowhere, Nevada, a love story, which is pretty neat. Original motion picture soundtrack. All right. Let me read the back
story.
To you. What do we got?
What's
we got,
on that thing?
We got Reno by Delmore, F.U. by Andy Luna and the Seasons of Insanity. Tiny Private Dancer by the Walk of Shame. Line 'em Up
You're
by
done.
The Liver Scars. Oh,
Woo.
Yeah.
It's
You're a Dog
song.
By the Shames. Dance of Fools. The Atomics. Stupid Things You Do. The Gunner's Daughter. Route 66. Six by Los Pistoleros.
I can't ding fast enough.
It's Good by Mr. Vague. Damage Control by Candy Shop. Not For Me by Merkin. No Capacity, Stabby Unicorn. Fat Couch Falling. Long Road to Nowhere, Max Volume. Yeah. Life of Earth, The Schizopolitans. A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
No, actually, there's just one.
One black dude.
Well, but on the CD, there's a couple because there's Suda and...
Yeah.
Steven Patterson. So,
right, yeah. Gotcha.
Love Steven Patterson.
No,
Ex-Devion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He said I could just call him Steven, so I'm I even called him Steve. Yeah, Steve.
Gunshot Liquor, Cranium, The Madorians, and Source. Wow. What a soundtrack.
What the fuck more you want?
20 tracks.
And is that all of the songs in the movie, even?
No, it's only half. We couldn't even... fit everybody on there. We have to do a volume two.
You know, people have to pay a bunch of money to put fucking songs on an album usually, and it's a big pain in the ass with all the royalties and shit. We like
just
went around that
people.
By making a CD in a city where there's awesome music.
Wow. Yeah, everybody makes that. We sell it as a compilation. They get royalties for the individual songs. This whole thing is a pitch to highlight the amazing amount of talent in Northern Nevada. I mean, people just don't know. We're overshadowed by San Francisco and L.A. I first saw it. We thought we were going to have to cast in San Francisco, and I was wrong. Like, I was so wrong. Like, we are comparable. The theater here is amazing. The music is unbelievable. There are artists. There are programs for artists to help create art. I mean, this is, we are in the middle of Art Town right now, which is our contribution to the cause, is we're going to release our movie and our soundtrack at the end of July, which actually is today. It all starts today at Jub Jub's.
So come on out to Jub Jub's tonight for one of the greatest rock shows featuring the Atomics, The Shame, Stacey Toll of Gunshot Liquor, a Source reunion.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be, if you're a fan of Reno music, this is all some of your favorite bands from the last two decades.
It's so good, and I can only say that because I had nothing to do with it musically. It is all Nick and Tom and Mr. Spagnolia in there. And Scott Curtis, and I'm missing some, and I'm sorry. I'm not
it's
a music guy.
Just Spagnola.
There's a lot of people.
He's got a lot of names, that one.
I was just making stupid albums in my bedroom. I had no idea you needed to make a movie music, so it just happened by accident.
Yeah.
Fuck, some of that shit was in my backyard.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
That's it. Memory Motel and Stabby Unicorn from the backyard got used. Because they were great tracks.
Hey, what about my tracks from the backyard? Never mind.
I can play them later if you want to.
No.
It's a great one. It's such a great... Rory fucks up really bad, and then Jen Scafidi from the front row screams at the top of her lungs, "This is so much worse than I thought it would be."
Yeah, Jen has actually come out to see me since then a number of times, and the last time she and Carson saw me, they requested that I not play two songs. So... Fuck the two of them.
Seriously, I think you just made my nipples hard.
Just talking about
That CD is kick-ass, ladies
that
and gentlemen.
So
come
rad.
On, if you come out to the show, you'll be able to get your hands on a copy of it.
Yes,
the show is free. How much is the CD, though?
Okay, here's what we're doing. We're going $15 each. You know, and there's a combo. You can buy both of them for $25.
That being the DVD and the soundtrack.
I mean, the DVD is much more, even more
with
elaborate than the soundtrack.
With a full director commentary featuring the talents of Nick, Brian, and Tyler.
Tyler Lawrence, That's hilarious. I've watched it like four times. I've seen the movie now 170 times. I did the closed captioning. I went through it on a 4-second loop.
It has closed captioning, people.
Yes, it does.
Our hearing impaired friends, you can still
journalist.
Enjoy the awesomeness. Yeah.
What's 5 inches long and feels good when you hold it in your hand? That CD.
Ha! It's got deleted scenes with Corey Lynn and Mary Bennett.
Dude.
Yeah.
There's more Corey Lynn?
Yeah.
Oh, that's DVD's one of my favorite scenes.
It was just too good to not put on there. It was kind of slow in the beginning, and we needed to speed it up is the only reason that we took it out. It's a great scene.
Excellent.
Yeah, I like the Mary Bennett scene a lot, too. I didn't get to see a bunch of those, but...
It was a little cruder than I had remembered. I was
a little
shocked.
Over the top. A little over the top.
Things that came out of Liz's mouth.
Yeah, wow.
Ooh, sorry.
So if you haven't seen the film yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of great, great, wonderful things.
Oh,
if you have
God.
Seen the film, there's bonus stuff that you haven't even had your eyes on before.
Oh, yeah. And I wanted to say, like, Tom did another audio cut just a couple weeks ago, and Tyler cleaned up some things with some skills that he learned. So there is somewhat some new information that people haven't seen.
They are teaching an old dog new tricks.
I just wanted to say that, like, we really could have, like, you know, brought out a mediocre product and kept the cost really down to where we could sell it for $7, $8, $10, man. But I'm not going to do it like that. It's just too important. Like, we've been going at 100% at this for 3 years in Marianne's name, and I'm not about to fuck it up now.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. Yeah, right. It's fucking beautiful. There's nothing we didn't do. There's not one deluxe button I did not press. We never saved a dollar, and we never took a shortcut.
Correct me if I'm wrong. This is really about the three-year anniversary of where we started that first night of filming.
Yeah, it was June 15th, 2012.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think we just passed the cast and crew showing. It's almost a year or 2 years. Who the hell knows anymore?
Whatever. The movie's out. Come see it. And then this weekend, you will be able to catch this film at a number of locations around town. Multiple showings. Simultaneous showings, even.
Why not?
With our red carpet opening premiere at the Masonic Theater.
Yeah. Let's see. So that's a whole elaborate thing as well. Our pre-reception party starts at 5 p.m. over at Shelter. It's the boutique bowling alley on the corner of 1st and Virginia, right there in the heart of downtown Reno, brother. We've got free rock and roll bowling. We've got live entertainment. We've got complimentary wine. It's catered. Everything's catered. Like, this is going at 100%. So we start there. That's from 5 to 6:30. We're going to shuffle people over to the Freemasons building, which is 40 West 1st Street. It's on the river. The Masonic Illuminati Theater. They probably don't like me using that word. Seats 475.
It's still cool, though.
There will be some surprise guests that you will be surprised that are there.
Is Satan coming?
Well, you know, we made a deal and everything.
I can wear horns and paint my skin red, if you like. If it's needed, I am available for that.
Wow, you're the MC, right?
On Thursday, yeah. not on...
Take what I can get.
I mean, hey, cool. You need me to grab a microphone on Friday at any of the events, just let me know. I'm happy to make the fool of myself so you don't have to.
Yeah, I was just sitting around thinking, I wonder if Rory wants to talk.
I hate that part. I know that I'm going to have to do it, and I don't mind, but it just causes a lot of anxiety.
It's going to be great. Now, Ed, so we're looking for it. Come to the show tonight. Learn more about it.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to cut you off right now. We're going to talk more about this later, probably before the end of the show.
Right on, man.
But let's get to the band that has been so patiently waiting beside us, Hexa Shooter.
Who are these people? That's a band.
I know. Rick's so surprised every fucking week.
I can't believe it.
How are you all?
Oh, we're doing wonderful.
Pretty good.
Would you mind going around the room from my left to right? And then
he doesn't
course,
mean get out of your chairs. He means just talk.
The drummer downstairs, of course, going last.
Around,
Just state your name and get your voice on the air.
And what you
ladies.
Do in the band?
Yeah.
Okay. My name is Raina, and I am the singer of the band.
I'm John. I'm the bass player.
Dustin plays guitar.
Downstairs?
This is Carrie. Playing the drums.
Oh, shit. I forgot you were here.
You got a good radio voice.
Hey, this is Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie in the
morning. Feed him some baby Bruce.
He might become a regular on the show with that voice.
Hey, you're not doing too bad there yourself, my friend.
Got a bit of a monotone thing going.
Yeah, we could get you come and read in the news.
Oh.
What happened this week? Nothing. Get out of here. Great.
Well, I did my part.
That's all we need. Rick, cut and paste that.
Right.
How do you guys say your band name?
Hexa Shooter. I've told a couple people that, and they always hear it wrong. I've got Executor? No, Hexa Shooter.
Tricky.
No, Texas Shooter? No, Hexa Shooter.
Like a six gun.
Yeah.
It is. Or like you were going to put a hex on somebody who shot people.
I've never considered that interpretation before. I like it, though.
Hexa Shooter. Right. It's all about the double entendre.
Or a gun that shot hexes instead of bullets.
Yes!
Ooh.
I'm not sure what that is.
I watch a lot of anime.
That would just be Hex Shooter. Shooting love in your direction.
Yeah, I have a coworker that says every time I say my band name, he makes him think of Trigun, so...
That's not a bad thing.
No.
Because only real nerds understand what he's talking about. Yeah. The rest of the world doesn't. But those guys will really dig it.
Yeah.
Is Hexa Shooter a reference to something, or what is that?
It was actually the whole name stemmed from, we had a song called Hexa Shooter, and we went through like two different band names before we finally settled on that. And it was basically Raina in the studio one day, our little practice studio we have, going, why don't we just call ourselves Hexa Shooter? And we all kind of looked around and was like, yeah, that's a cool name.
No one right was on. Opposed. So we
it was impossible to find a name, so... That, you know, right.
So
we just had to
is it your
something.
Theme song?
Yeah.
Are you going to play it for us today?
Yes, we are going to play it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. We will judge whether or not it's your theme song.
I don't think it actually ever says Hexa Shooter.
We are Hexa Shooter. Hey, hey.
Doop doop doop.
Because, yeah, you see, you look like you're a bit of a pop band. You've got a synth organizer, a synthetic organizer in the corner. I don't know what I'm saying.
80s pop, that's all we play.
Let's hear what you sound like. Play a damn song. Let's just go to it. We'll talk more later.
All right. We're going to do Down the Hall first?
Yep.
All righty.
No, I think you should play right here.
Cool.
Don't move.
I see what you did. I got to adjust some stuff standing up.
Yeah, you want help with that, big boy?
No.
Right.
You can do it.
Thank you.
shut my mouth.
Well, that wasn't too bad, right, guys?
I was pretty happy with that one.
Yeah. Damn. I'm worried. They're like, so is it like live, live? I'm like, yeah, it's live.
That was excellent. Wow. How long have you guys been playing together?
A little over a year.
No, it hasn't been that
long. Well,
it depends on what you mean by how long you have been playing together.
How long have the current lineup been rehearsing together?
I would say December last year.
How many shows have you played?
Only one.
Well, two.
But the first one doesn't really count.
Greg Golden be like, that's just one or two too many. Get back in the closet.
Get back in the garage.
Perfect it.
Yeah, we've
and
actually,
then go play.
We've had like one real one, but we have another one at Davidson's
this Friday.
This Friday. Yeah.
I don't think we can advertise that because that's like conflicting with their whole release party.
No, hey. Let the people do what they want. You know
if you're if you're not one of the cool kids, feel free to go to their show.
Sick burn.
It's no. Options. Hey, there's lots of options on the weekends.
Yeah,
in
man.
Reno.
Yeah. We're running the whole weekend. I might sneak over there and see you. I'll be sick of the Freeman.
What day are you guys playing again?
This Friday.
Friday's fine.
Friday.
Go see the movie
what
and
time?
Hexa Shooter.
Oh, yeah. We're
right,
not going on
we're
till
done.
Like 11:30 probably.
So it's going to be later.
Yeah, you can do both.
Yeah, we're done by
now.
Yeah,
go to
man.
The movie, go see Hexa Shooter. It's your whole day planned out already.
There you go.
Golden.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Reno.
We're doing you a service.
And can I do one little bit of promoting right here, too? Is
sure, go ahead.
My other band
this
is Carrie.
Oh, right. I forgot you were even here.
I'm the sloth chained to the wall right now downstairs. Nobody wants to hang out with
me. We did chain him up, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I made sure I grabbed
a big, like, metal ring around his neck. Yeah.
Last thing I want to say about this Davidson show this Friday is my other band, The Velvet Murder, will be playing too. So it will be a fun night of music.
The Velvet Murder?
They're fun, yeah.
And it's also free.
Right.
Hey.
Those are the best.
Who doesn't like that?
Oh, well, they're probably typically not. But that one is. I would like to see them. You know, he was one of the Riptide Bandits. Did you know that?
Yes.
I did not. I was aware.
There is a Riptide Bandit here.
Andy 86, shout out right there.
Love the Riptide Bandits.
Yeah, we played some crazy surf music back in the day.
Is this the first time you've been on the podcast?
It is. We were trying to get Riptide in, but then the band kind of broke up for the third time.
Right. No, I remember. We tried a couple of times, I think, and shit got in the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's good to finally have you here, bro.
Every time we planned it out, the band broke up.
Right.
We have that effect.
There might be a correlation.
There have been bands that came on the show and broke up before the podcast was released.
Right.
So.
Oh, okay. Did you put it up like an hour later?
Just the one.
That means we have to break up tonight.
Yeah.
Only if you want
to
be.
Well, or tomorrow. It doesn't come out until Thursday.
It's been a fun run, guys. Like, I've had a blast playing music with all of you. Yeah.
Good thing we did that one show and
the podcast.
That podcast.
The podcast.
It was great.
We really made a dent on the scene, guys.
It'll live forever on the internet. Just dream. After this, you will be forever on the internet.
All right.
No pressure.
We have an EP, too, that'll be for sale.
Oh, very
cool. Recorded here.
Excellent.
Nice. Right. Well, not here, but here.
Well, not here. The old here.
Yeah.
Right. Here. Oh, good. Hey.
The here that used to be here, that's where we recorded that.
It was still dog water.
You are some of the cool kids.
It just was a legal business back when we recorded.
Where is that? Do you have hard copies or is that available online as well?
You know what? We don't
Sorry.
Have it online.
Also known as.
I thought we had it on Reverb Nation. Or
he was all
like
Reverb Encyclopedia.
Oh, but wait.
Reverb.
Oh, but wait, that's for free.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can listen to it online there, but I don't think you can like download it. But we do have the EP that we'll probably sell at our show.
And it was they had a different singer when they tracked all the instruments, and so that was all cool. And then I'm thinking, and then they called me up and they said, "Rick, we don't have our singer anymore, so hold off."
Yeah.
And then I was like, "Shit!" And
did
they
you replace all of it?
And it was a guy. And then they came in, so they took those songs. So the songs that are on the EP were written with another guy doing different vocals. And then they hired the lovely Raina, and she came in and fucking wrote all new words to all the songs and sang it in her style.
Oh,
and then we retracked all that
kinda,
to the exact same songs. So that's what that is. But the stuff we're hearing today is stuff they've all
it's
written
brand
as a group.
New.
So
well,
this is all
not actually. Some of them, most of them actually, they had the instrument parts. And
I had just never heard it.
Yeah. I think
okay.
Chasing Demons is the only one that we all wrote.
Yeah, we're doing one Reina original tonight. Yeah.
No, but that's still a cool evolution of a band.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, it's definitely a lot different if you listen to the old stuff compared to.
Oh, but we did keep one woo.
Oh yeah,
like
the old singer had like a great woo, like in the middle of a song
on the back of the CD.
Yeah,
so we were all. He's under Woo Girl in the back of our CD.
So in the middle of one song, it's like woo. That's him.
That's a good woo.
I think this is the only situation in like my musical career that band members got kicked out and we got to remain friends afterwards. Usually, I think if I got kicked out, I would have been like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I never want to talk to you guys again. But this guy, you know, he's a really chill, laid-back guy and still wanted to be our friends afterwards.
So
and,
that's just because that's you're cool. An asshole.
Yes. Okay, I'm glad someone else said it because it was right there.
Yeah,
was
on the tip of your tongue.
I've never been through anything like that.
I think I'm still friends with all the people that I used to be in bands with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for I also like moved states, so I guess something.
Have
to
you
do.
Ever had your bags thrown at you on the side of a road?
At least you guys were, you know, like, at least you got far enough to
luggage?
Be on the road, you know, for that to happen.
I definitely threw a hair dryer once, but that's it.
And here's your fucking hair dryer, you cunt! Right?
No, I think it was mine. I was just like, get out, and I threw it.
And break your own shit.
Break
that
your
good.
Own things. That's all.
I know what that's like.
Unfortunately. Where you a shitty one anyway.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I know it's a little cliche, but that is what I hate about freaking cell phones. You can't slam a phone with anger and righteousness.
Yeah.
And those things, the old like desk phones, like those could take a beating.
Yeah. Bam!
Yeah. Kill a man with one of those.
Right.
And I'm going to hang this up like it's your
Joe
face.
Pesci. Joe Pesci killed Don Rickles with one of those.
Beat the shit out of him. where do you guys practice at, and how many times a week? Just curious.
We try and get two practices in a week. Sometimes it only turns out into one or none. But for the most part, we stay on a pretty regular schedule, and we have a little practice studio out in Panther Valley that is in a warehouse. The guy rents out rooms to the people.
Okay. Sex Panther Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Sex Panther Valley. Carrie also has a good little setup at his house, so we go there. We were there last night.
Cool.
So yeah,
but our more professional type setting is in the studio because we actually have
a little
recording
a little
set up and everything.
Echoey,
but
right.
You know, cool. It's no dog water quality, but we got some.
What is?
There.
Yeah,
so we can have our like ideas recorded and everything, so that if we have to come back to it and no one remembers what they did, we have like
the recording
copy
there.
Of it.
Yeah,
because I do that.
Yeah, there's so many times it's happened with like every band I've ever been in. We're like, play something awesome, and we're drinking a bunch, and they're like, yeah, we should write this into a song. And then next time you come back to practice, you're like, what the hell did we just play? Like,
yeah, Keith Richards always talks about fucking like tapes that they had made, and they'd play it back the next day having no recollection of any night recording at all. And they'd be all, hey, that'd be good. Let's turn that into Satisfaction. There are Rolling Stone songs that would not exist today if they hadn't have tracked while drunk.
I probably have 20 unwritten songs on my iPhone right now.
Oh, yeah.
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 That's on mine, too. I have, like, all these notes, you know, the notes you can put on iPhone. I found, like, an old iPod from 3 or 4 years ago, and I was looking through it. And I was like, oh, my God, there's, like, 15 songs on here. I'm golden. I don't ever have to write again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's have another song.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we're doing the theme song then.
Yeah.
Or it could be theme song.
We are the Hex of Shooters.
Bang, bang, bang.
Hex Shooter.
Like, I think we need to change the lyrics and make that a thing.
Like the intro.
Yeah.
Or you could call that one the other Hex of Shooters song.
The Hex of Shooters. Okay, well, let's do it then.
Are we all ready?
I believe so.
Sexually.
Sex a shooter.
We'll be right back.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
You have amazing pipes, Raina. Jesus. Oh, she's like having to push herself all the way back in the corner to just the sheer volume coming out of her not so short but
powerful.
Diminutive frame. Yeah, like powerful pipes there, girl.
Good mic control,
thank
too.
Yeah, yeah, excellent mic control. Thank you for being aware of this.
Did
you know,
you
took
a little bit of training.
That, so. Yeah. The first time when we recorded our EP, he was like, you need to back up.
Back up, girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did Chewy think
all
of
right,
it?
All right, Rick, we got...
Well, wait. What did Chewy think of it?
Chewy.
No, it was fun, though. It was nice.
Who's Chewy?
Dick, oh my God.
He's our other host. He's in the closet in Rick's room.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to pee on this guy's face out of my butt.
Chewy.
Wait a minute. There's a guy in the closet
don't
around
like
Rick.
Don't hassle the talent or the drummers.
All right.
They were a shitty batch of pukes.
Drummers and talent are not the same. That is true.
Dude, I mean, they play their guitars.
All right, hey, Rick,
can.
We're going to roll right.
That shit's for commies.
We're going to roll right into the quiz because then I have to jet.
Oh, my God, you got to leave.
Yeah, you do.
So,
I have to go host the open mic night down at Jub Jub's Thirst Bar where you can get down with some of the dirtiest, craziest late night rock and rollers in all the land.
Maybe we should go there after this.
That'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Come and hang out.
Of course, listeners, this all happened in the recent past.
Oh, yeah. But still, come every Monday. You never know what's going to happen. All right, Rick, give me my music, please.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the worst little quiz in the world where I'm going to ask the Hexashooters, not the Hexashooters, and Mr. Sutherland here, some of the craziest, wackiest, and uncomfortable questions that you'll hear this side of Moving On.
I remember.
Oh, you've done this before?
Oh, Christ, like three times.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
You can sit out if you want. Back door, entrance or exit, Brian?
I don't even understand the question.
It's where food comes out. Entrance or exit?
I think it's poop, exit. Not food.
It's where food comes out.
It's definitely an exit.
Exit.
Tricky first one.
Carrie, does Rick get to answer this one? Because I think it might be different.
No, he does not.
I don't understand the question.
What? Are you kidding?
Do you put stuff up your ass, I think was the...
Back door, entrance, or exit?
Do you allow things to go up your ass?
I will say exit on that one.
Exit only.
That's where food comes out.
Let's see. You're crashing on a spaceship. There's only one life pod. It only has two seats. You're the only pilot. Your lover, your brother, or your mother. Who do you take with you? Carrie.
Mother.
Mama's
nice.
Boy. Good answer. You'll go to heaven for sure.
That's tough.
Dustin?
I guess my mom would probably understand. I'd just bring my lover. She'd want that.
If you had one.
She'd want that. If I had one.
She'd want the grandbabies.
Yeah.
John?
I'm going to have to go bros before hoes in this situation. I'm going to take my brother.
John.
You called your mama.
John's fucking.
And Raina.
Can I pick my dog?
What if two of them are the same?
That dog.
Give her extra points for that, too. That's a sweet answer.
I choose Ripley.
Brian.
I'm going with my three cats, if we could do that.
Yes!
One of which is in the movie, I'd like to point out.
Hey, but you can only pick one.
He loves
you get less bonus points.
You can only pick one.
I'm taking my cat, Bella.
What if your mother and your lover are the same person?
Ooh.
Well,
loophole.
Then we might have to kick
can you
out
take
of
two?
Taking the life pod to Arkansas.
That should be negative bonus points.
Yeah, I think he got kicked out of the band on that one.
When was the last time you got into a fist fight, Brian?
Oh, Christ. Like eighth grade, I think. It's been a long time.
Damn.
Raina?
Yeah, right?
When was the last time you got into a fist fight? Or a hair pulling fight. Slap fight.
I don't think
fight?
I've ever been in one.
Never
good.
Been in a
so you're due.
Altercation. Yeah, right.
I'm due, yeah.
John.
Me and my drummer from Riptide Bandits, Leif, got into a fist fight like a year and a half ago.
Okay. Dustin.
Damn. Dude, you guys are both so hot. I would have loved it.
Yeah, it had been like with my brother in high school at some point.
I think I might have fought my sister back in the day.
Carrie.
Holy shit, what's the question?
When's the last time you got in a fistfight?
It's about paying
attention. Are you just taking a poo there? When was the last time you got into a fistfight, son?
You took a mic into the bathroom.
That was...
Are you pooping right now, Kerry?
No, I figured you'd just doing it there at the drum kit.
That was in December.
He's in a fistfight right now.
We did set up a bucket for him, right?
Hold on, he's being really specific.
December of 2009.
Damn! Oh, who won?
You know that.
Santa? You know the date. Give us a little more.
I had to punch my brother out.
Okay.
Wow. Was he drunk?
It's a good deterrent.
Were you drunk?
I might have been a little bit drunk.
What was the time of day?
Follow up question: in all of history, who would you pick a fist fight with?
Oh God!
I'll start with Carrie.
Stephen Hawking.
Give him a couple extra points.
Like your cruelty.
I know,
sir.
I'll win on that one.
Dustin.
Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Wow. I'm going to steal this one from Fight Club and say Abraham Lincoln.
Right. That's a fail.
Is it the beard? Admit it, it's the beard.
Right? Raina, who would you pick a fight with? Crickets. I literally hear crickets.
You could probably kick some crickets' ass.
I'll go with the crickets. I think that I could totally kick them.
Is there a band called the Crickets? We should look it up.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets, man. You beat up Buddy Holly's band. Okay. They're all old, too. I bet you
and
take
Ryan.
Them.
Oh, Christ. You know, I would have to go with most of the hardcore Republicans that I know.
Oh, God.
Specifically one of the Bushes. I think of George Bush.
Like, I changed
how's he
my
not
answer.
In jail? Like, how's George Bush not in jail?
Brett, how many books do you own?
Doug.
How many books do you own right now?
1.5.
Nine, maybe.
What was the last book you read?
It was 50 Shades of Grey, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Raina.
But you loved that, too.
I only made it halfway. The contract part got me. It was so long. So long. Just do it.
Raina.
Yes.
How many books do you own?
A lot.
Round it to the nearest 5, 10, 50, or 100.
20.
Okay. And when was the last one you read?
House of the Scorpion.
John?
A Storm of Swords by George R. R. Martin from the Game of Thrones series. A Song of Fire and Ice.
And to put a number to your literary collection?
Faggot.
Whoa, I think that was the number there. I think that was the number. It was the number faggot.
Okay. How many is that?
Remember,
Rick?
Faggot divided by any number is always faggot.
Dustin?
Maybe like 20 or something? I don't know. I don't really read books.
What was the last one you read?
I think it was
math for beginners.
No, it was
a seventh grade manual.
It was
Dr. Seuss.
It's like one of the really only books I've read for fun in my life. It was Michael Crichton. It's where these like fucking these bugs turn into people. And walk around. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've read it.
It's based in Nevada.
They go to
some secret thing.
Read that a long time ago. But all right, that's legit. Yeah. And Carrie, how many books have you read? What was the last one?
I probably own around 50 to 70 books.
You are the literary giant of the room. And what was the last book you read, sir?
The last book I read was Ishmael.
Are you really a doctor?
Yes, he is.
My PhD, yeah.
Oh, nice. Kick ass, what in?
It's in knitting, so it doesn't really count.
Underwater basket.
Underwater basket. I only got a master's in that. I didn't decide it was worth it.
The thesis is a bitch.
Holding your breath that long. All right, bathroom door open or closed? Carrie?
Oh, I always leave it open.
Dustin?
Yeah.
if I'm the only one there, it's open. Yeah.
Contextual.
What do you mean?
It depends. Context.
Yeah.
It's a word.
There's like people there.
We know you don't read, so.
I had a hard time with that one myself.
Yeah, I'm going
with
contextual as well because, my bathroom is connected to my room, so why do I need to close the door?
All right, Raina, I want to hear that you leave it open all the time, but what's your answer?
You don't, do you?
I do. I leave it open all the time.
Yeah?
Carrie and I are actually roommates, so he knows.
Hey, no, that was a big cheers. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Brian, open or close?
Close,
hey, sweetie.
Close.
Shush.
Definitely close.
Don't judge.
God knows
just,
what's going
just
on.
Just because she's a porn.
Close. closed.
Brian's
closed?
A gentleman.
All right, Brian's a gentleman. Yeah.
Private time.
And I'm going to go just quickly to one last question. Brian, age and circumstances of losing your virginity. Go.
Oh, God. 15, man. Water park afterwards. Back of a car, walking right. around the neighborhood, yeah.
Hey.
Classy.
Somebody else's car or your own car?
Somebody else's.
Like you just broke into a car and had
no,
sex
it was on
it.
The trunk.
Yeah.
In front of God and everybody. It was
oh,
like 3
yeah.
in the morning.
Yeah. That's dirty.
She was older.
That's dirty.
And was it good or terrible?
It was the first time, man. It was great. I don't really remember.
For you, it worked.
Yeah.
Raina.
Yes. I was a freshman, so... 14 or 15, whatever that is. Oh. Yeah, I had snuck out and I went to someone's house and it just...
Met a boy. And their parents weren't home, right?
Wait a minute, was
yeah,
it a boy?
We were.
Ooh, yeah. So you sex. Snuck out and snuck into somebody else's.
Yeah.
Snuck out and back
yeah.
into your own.
Yeah, I think we started in the car, but the cops came, so we left. No.
They see those steamed up windows in the middle of February.
Right?
Yeah, we're they like, you better take her going. Home or we're going to call your parents. So we pretended to go home.
Hey, hey, hey. Ed John.
Hey.
18 years old, on my brother's bed, high on mushrooms.
Oh, that's why he's such a
champion story.
Yeah. There's actually a song about this we have recorded at the studio.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Dustin.
I was a late bloomer. Is 20. And
it's all right.
The chick knew I was a virgin and banged me.
Nice.
It works.
There's a party at an apartment at youth camp.
Yeah, no, that was at my friend's house. She found out and blew me, and then we banged like a couple, like a week later.
Hey, yeah. She just wanted to make that happen for you.
Yeah.
God bless.
Very
horse.
Nice.
I know.
I love all the sluts in the world.
Yeah.
Carrie.
Pity bang.
A little bit on the late bloomer as well. I was 19, and I got drunk with this girl Ashley, and she found out I was a virgin as well.
Hey. Nice. All right. Good round of questions. Nick,
so really, talking about being a virgin gets you laid.
It does.
Totally. It worked for me.
I'm thinking about using it.
It worked for me freshman
days.
Year of college at 19 as well. I talked about it enough, and some girl said, hey, let's play Where's Waldo? And I came over to her dorm room, and the sheets were Where's Waldo?
Ah.
Nice. And then 30 seconds later, I was asleep.
Did you ever find Waldo?
Nope. She did.
Yeah.
She said she found him at least, and I don't remember much after that.
Is that what you named your cock?
No.
Okay.
No.
IWD Waldo.
Rapid fire questions. Moving on.
Uh-oh. Oh, rapid fire. Okay, Brian. Yep. Elvis or Beatles?
Oh, man. There's no C. There's no choice C. All right. Beatles.
All right, Ashley.
I second that.
Beatles.
Yeah, definitely Beatles.
Elvis kind of gives me the creeps.
Carrie, yeah. downstairs?
Oh, Beatles for sure.
The okay. hip shaking,
it's unnerving.
Yeah.
All right, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Ooh.
Wars.
Star Trek.
Star Wars. Come
good
on,
girl.
Have you seen the previews for the new shit?
Star okay, Wars. But that doesn't
but
count.
Star Trek gave me so many more hours of pleasure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Thank
kinda
you.
Kind of missed that one.
Carrie?
Geordi LaForge. Geordi LaForge.
Do I lose points if I say J.J. Abrams did the best Star Trek?
No.
No, no.
But it is a rapid fire. So what did you say, Carrie?
Right.
I'm going with Star Trek on this one.
All right.
Bad a boy.
Brian, beat up or arrested?
Oh, fuck. Beat up, man.
Yeah, for sure. That's, like, not even a question.
Yeah, no cops.
How arrested or how beat up?
Ha! One or the other.
Equal amounts of both.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good question.
Carrie?
Yeah.
I'll go with arrested.
All right.
His face is too beautiful.
Dirty cocksucker.
Vomiting or diarrhea? Brian.
Vomiting.
Yeah, definitely vomiting.
Yeah. I'd rather have diarrhea.
Yeah, I'd rather
you
be
would.
Shitting. Yeah, I'd rather
Carrie?
I gotta say, one time I vomited and then had a threesome with two hot girls, so I'm gonna go with vomiting.
Did you brush your teeth first?
See, you can always vomit and like get back on your feet.
Carrie,
like, diarrhea, you're kind of screwed.
Extra
no
50
matter what.
Points.
Thank you very much.
Because there's not a whole lot of other people in that club.
You get really just drunk and vomit and be golden. Yeah. Diarrhea, you're just kind of screwed all the way around. So.
Well, you get it all over with and then do whatever you got to do.
Or you'll get it like
no, vomiting stops. Diarrhea lasts for hours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, back to the rapid fire. Brian, do you prefer bacon or chocolate?
Chocolate.
Bacon wrapped in chocolate.
Damn it, that was my answer.
This is the girl who brought her own honey whiskey all. To the show.
How about chocolate? I'll go with bacon.
Yeah, bacon.
Carrie?
I'll go with chocolate on this one.
Okay.
What? Chocolate. Oh, my God, the combination, though. It's like, it's golden.
All right, let's start with Carrie on this one. Carrie, AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
Oh, God.
You said cancer? Okay.
How close are they to curing AIDS? I guess I do cancer.
What kind of cancer are we talking about?
Excellent question.
I know several friends with AIDS, and they live wonderful lives, and they take a pill a day.
Yes, I do. That's cool. I am totally on that same page, but...
I'm going to go with cancer as long as it's just melanoma.
Oh, wait a second. Dallas Buyers Club, man. Shit, I should have gone with AIDS.
Not up on my research.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with cancer, too.
Raina. Sorry, I called you Ashley. That was a girl that someone had sex with. Sorry. Raina.
That wasn't me.
Brian?
I go with cancer, man. I'm not up on my research.
Okay.
I know, me either.
You got to go?
No, I was just say Rick's question.
Oh, Rick. Rick likes to know if you're circumcised or not. And for you, Raina, if you prefer circumcised or not.
Whoa, no. I was trying to signal for the gay or ginger.
Oh. Yeah. Well, let's go with the circumcised
questions.
And the
rad thing is, I already know everybody in the band whether or not they're circumcised.
That's true.
I already know. Fact. I've already quizzed, and I have them in my dossier. So I didn't need to, so I could just go with gay or ginger.
All right, let's just go with gay or ginger.
Like in anime shows, they always tell you what the hot girls' blood types are. Rick always asks the hot bands if they're circumcised or not.
So if anybody wants to know who's cut in the band, just give me a call.
All right, Brian, gay or ginger?
Can I go with both? I'm just kidding.
Yes.
No, I'm totally
that's a tough
down with
one.
I can hook you up, too.
I don't have a problem with either one of those things. So.
But gingers have no soul.
I'm a little confused about the question. So, like, would you rather hook up with someone from your same sex or hook up with a ginger?
If you had a choice to be gay your entire life or ginger your entire life, which one would you pick? And I'm talking moly ginger.
Oh, gay.
And really
sure.
queeny gay.
Yeah, I'd have to go with gay.
See, gay or ginger. Because, like, girls are usually queenie gayer anyway, so.
All right.
I'm golden on this one.
Well, I'm currently dating a ginger. Hi, Alicia. So I'm going to go with ginger.
Nice.
Smart, man. You know, she wouldn't date you if you were
hey,
ginger.
She's not, like, what'd you say, moly?
Moly, yeah.
She doesn't look like that. That's bullshit.
Carrie?
I am ginger, so I guess I'll go with ginger.
Okay.
Sorry, Carrie.
That's good, yes. Ginger power.
I know the ginger power.
Gingers get a bad rap. I never understood it, man.
Well, we don't have souls, silly. So.
Gingers do too have souls.
Every freckle they have is how many souls they took.
Zombo knows they have souls. And he's undead. Okay, would you prefer Freddy or Jason?
Oh, probably Freddy.
Okay,
kill you?
Which one came in your dreams?
Yeah,
that was Freddy.
Scares me.
That was Freddy, right? And Jason was.
Jason doesn't talk and has a mask.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I think I'd go with Jason just because.
It'd be over quicker.
Yeah, it would be over quicker. Like Jason or Freddy haunts you in your dreams all the time,
true.
And I couldn't do that.
I'm gonna go with Jason too, then, because like he just might slit my throat and it's done.
It's over. Yeah. If you run, you're good. But otherwise, you're being haunted in your dreams for life.
Yeah, but didn't that dude in the movie turn into like a superhero in his dreams and kick the shit out of Freddy?
Oh
in, like,
yeah, that's
number
right.
Five
that's
or
right.
something.
What?
I didn't go that far.
I didn't see that one.
He's in a dream. So you can do whatever you want. So I'll do Freddy, I guess.
All right,
yeah,
Carrie.
What do you think? I guess I need to go with Jason because I love to sleep well.
Yeah, the scary dreams thing is kind of a problem.
Yeah, and you usually get laid right before Jason kills you, so.
I mean, exactly. That's not Valid bad. Point. See,
at least you're going out strong.
Oh. That's when you're supposed to
say. Okay, let's tally these up, these scores. Let's see what we got here. Well, I could tell you. Oh, wow. That's stunning. Because.
Pretty good contenders here.
Carrie won with 340 points.
Yeah.
Good job, Carrie.
Night on.
Raina got 245.
Wow, I had a lot.
And you other fellas are far below that.
Wow.
So.
Wait a minute. Well, we got to know.
Good. What
for posterity measures, we got to know who was last place.
I'm going to give it
to
easily
John.
John.
Yeah. John had to be last. But you know where he fucking lost it was the who would you punch question.
Oh yeah,
I lost. That's true.
The most boring answer is Hitler, Jesus, Rush Limbaugh. Those are all boring answers we've heard 100 times.
But I didn't even
and
have an answer. For
Abraham
that
Lincoln.
One.
Actually, it was Brian who
not
came
kill
in
people.
Last.
Woo. Oh,
oh no, no, no! It was Dustin.
I came in last?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay, we can forgive right. you.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, John and Brian were pretty much neck and neck for third place.
I forgot
place.
To tell you the loser has to blow me, so. Sorry, Dustin.
Good luck with
that's
that.
Right.
Sorry about that, guys.
Rules are rules.
So speaking of rules, are there any rules against leaving the room to go to the bathroom real quick?
We think that not letting you pee like adds this like torture to the sound. It's very useful for the show.
Get a good
why don't you go
going,
run
yeah.
take a pee real quick?
Really fast.
Me and Brian are going to talk a little bit about tonight, about Friday and Saturday and Sunday coming up. Big Nowhere Nevada premiere. This is the final push. The last thing we really have to do is this big 3-4 day weekend.
Yeah.
Tonight we have the Atomics. We have Source, Los Pistoleros, the Liver Fuck. Scars, the Shames.
Fuck, right?
Walk of Shame, Max Volume.
Yourself,
I'm going to play
course,
a
yeah.
couple songs.
And God
at
knows
least
the
one
mystery
song.
Guest. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Oh, and Stacy Toll's going to be there.
Damn.
From
Hudson.
Gunshot Liquor.
Papa's coming, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, and Steve Foat's flying in to do
He's
Source.
He's here.
Yeah.
I saw on my Facebook thing. He is in town right now.
Yep. We'll be rehearsing in the recent past for this event tonight.
That is really an amazing set of bands for free.
Yeah, it's good. And we wanted to put some more in. I want a big shout out to Mark Ernest and the boys and Mr. Vague, or the Vague Choir.
Excellent
now.
Song, yeah.
And Cranium, we were going to have them on the
Ryan
show
Hall,
too.
Yeah.
But it was too much good stuff for a Thursday night. I mean, the show would go on until 2 a.m. and we just couldn't do that to everybody because we need everybody to be fresh for Friday too and go see Nowhere Nevada's red carpet premiere on Friday. You want to talk a little bit about that, Brian?
Yeah, which I guess well actually is tomorrow on Friday the 24th. Our reception starts at 5 p.m. at Shelter, the bowling alley bar, boutique bowling alley on the corner of 1st and Virginia.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, man. I have fun over there.
I like it.
And then we will
good
go,
chicken wings over there too.
Oh, dude, all that food. Actually, they're doing the catering for us
for that,
which is included in a red carpet ticket. It's $20 now, either online or at a variety of sponsor retailers around town. Melting Pot.
Can people show up at the door and buy their ticket?
Absolutely.
It's just a little more at the door.
You know, there's some matinee artist pricing or early pricing. There's some $5 showings that are largely up through around noon, 1 o'clock. Starting at 9 on Saturday and Sunday.
And that's up at UNR as well, right?
Yeah, there's two showings up at UNR in the Wells Fargo Theater. And God bless them. It's 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday. It's a very nice theater. Nick and I have lectured to film classes and art classes several times, which is amazing. And they return the favor by letting us have showings. And they're beautiful theaters. So that's a great location as well. Saturday, it's free parking up at UNR. You can park wherever you want.
That'd be rad.
Right. It's good stuff, man.
I like that. And so it's playing on Sunday, too, up
it
at UNR?
It is. No, just UNR is the two showings on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chewy.
But there are more at the Freemasons Theater on Sunday as well. I believe those are...
The first couple.
Yeah, same as always. It's 1357. Yeah. Actually,
whatever.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of them.
There's
nowhere,
a
9 Nevada.
O'clock and
com.
An 11 o'clock, too, that are probably matinee price.
It's literally every 2 hours, 9, 11, 1, 3. I think I would know this, 5, 7.
Yes.
So plenty of chances to go see this film. If, you know, anytime you can get downtown, there's every 2 hours there's a showing. So go to the Masonic I want to say Masonic Temple, but it's the Masonic Freemason Theater.
In the Masonic
at 40
Temple.
Right.
Yeah.
At 40... West 1st Street.
Where else are you supposed to wipe your dick at?
Right next to Bruca. You can't miss it. Chewbacca, stop talking about that.
That shit's for commies.
I know. Dick wiping on curtain is for commies, I guess. It's really...
They never do that. I know several commies. They don't...
That's
they
really obtuse, Chewbacca. Very, very obtuse.
I don't like it when girls pee on me.
Oh, no. Oh, it's fucking under obtuse. What a stupid place for me to put that.
Anyway, the setup
I don't even know what obtuse means, but if it's bad, I agree.
Yeah, it was bad. So, yes, please come see it. Our award-winning film, best feature film at the San Francisco Global Movie Fest. We also got second place runner-up for best crime drama in Ohio. So even the East Coasters think it's cool. We got a great review from Danger Ranger, from Burning Man. He just loved it and recommends it to everybody. Go down there. He loved the car, the 65 Galaxy.
Yeah, and
even just getting some press itself.
Beyond our own movie, I mean, this is really a chance to support local art. It took 100 people to make this movie. It took 3 years. Like, you know, we spent $100,000 on it. Like, this is comparable to a large piece of art, and it is during Art Town, which is fantastic. There are tons of musicians and artists and art for sale and shows and just things you don't see in other towns. So, like, without the support from the community, these things are not going to exist. So beyond our own showing, I would really put out there that it's a great feeling to support local art and artists.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody, in advance for coming to this weekend. And everything everybody's done in the last 3 years for this movie.
Oh, my God.
It's incredible, especially you, Brian. Thank you.
Oh, Christ, man. You know me, 100%, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not about to screw this up.
You're all the way in, and you really elevated it to a Beyond My Dreams, you know. I mean, just a crappy little handheld movie is a pipe dream for me at one point. But now all this, it's just
incredible.
Oh,
year of film festivals, right? You remember that film festival in San Francisco?
Yeah.
It was like the best 4 days of my life, man. It was amazing.
I felt like a big shot in my tuxedo.
And then we won Best Feature Film over Eddie Griffin's new comedy. I mean, dude won 6 awards, but he did not win Best Feature Film. We went down there and stole it, and it really was beyond the movie. It was a team that came down that executed our strategy, which totally worked. We stole that movie from the film festival. They had
we dazzled
no
them. They just couldn't say no. We dazzled them.
It was so awesome. There were so many Reno people there.
Can I ask you guys a question? How many films were you competing against?
Let's see.
That's
you know,
a good question.
I remember there were 3,000 submissions, and they boiled it down to, I believe it was 9. And of those 9, you know, we won Best Feature Film. It's funny because the day before we won, we watched one of the movies, and it was fantastic, man. It was well shot. Remember
Canadians,
that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was just great. And so at the time, I'm thinking, oh, I have
There's
to
no way we're going
to yeah,
win
Yeah, I have
this.
To compete with this? Oh, my God. And no one ever mentioned that movie at the festival.
Wow.
The first award they gave was Best Feature Film. It was at this huge, elaborate dinner. My God.
Yeah, quite an accomplishment.
They treated us like rock stars.
It was so great to see it on a big screen. It was so great to go to a theater and watch this movie be played on a big screen.
Yeah, with the sound. I mean,
so
Tom
awesome.
Gordon's going to check out the theater, and he is a stickler, man. It could not sound better by the time he's done with it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's get back
really
to the band.
See it now.
Yeah, you guys got to go. Tonight, Thursday, July 23rd, is the live show. The movie showing is 24th, 25th, and 26th. Freemason Theater, 40 West 1st Street, Reno, Nevada.
I'll be there at one of those.
9 a.m.
Yeah.
to 7 p.m. every 2 hours.
Yeah.
You know.
Couple at UNR Saturday.
Couple at UNR Saturday, so you can get in there if you're a student over there. Or if you just live in that neighborhood, go see it over there. It's a nice theater, too.
I'm going Thursday. It's a good day.
That's good. Yeah,
all the music. Yeah.
Oh my God.
The live show's going to be incredible. speaking of great, incredible music,
no doubt.
Let's hear some more from.
All right.
How do you say Hexa?
Hexa shooter.
Oh, yeah. Nick, you got to pay closer attention.
It's growing on me.
That's fucked up.
I got a lot of things in my brain. Hexa shooter. Take it away.
All right.
We're gonna play like a little bit of a slower song.
Nice.
This time around.
Cool.
It's called Chasing Demons. Is the song name.
Or Ciabatta.
And
this is the one you all wrote together, right?
Yeah.
This is the first one that we all wrote together. Yeah. So when you find the ground
Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
That was pretty. It's got some funk in there.
Yeah. We got a little funk vibe, a little melodic vibe.
Some rock.
A little rock and roll.
Yeah. It's good. I like the mixture of sound. That's great. All right, so where can people catch you next?
We're going to be at Davison's Distillery this Friday. Show starting at, I believe, 9:30 with the band Velvet Murder. Carrie, the drummer's other band, is opening up, and then we're going to be hitting the stage probably around 11 o'clock.
Nice. Very cool, very cool. And where, on the internet, where can we find you?
You can find us on our Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/hexashooter. And then also
Hexa Shooter Band.
Oh, Hexa Shooter Band. That's a good point. Because there was some Middle Eastern photographer that had already had the Hexa Shooter thing taken.
I heard that they worship Satan.
Wait, was it absolutely necessary to mention that they were Middle Eastern?
Yeah. Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes, it was. Allegedly.
We don't think they're terrorists or nothing. It's okay.
No. And then nobody said terrorists. You know.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
Sorry, Chewy. Sometimes I don't know what I'm saying. I don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Also, on Reverb Nation, you can find us on there too. ReverbNation.com/Hexashooter. No band in that one.
And what category are you guys in on Reverb Nation?
Rock.
Rock. Okay.
Just rock.
Good to know. All right. Any future shows lined up yet?
Just the Davison's one, and then we're should be having one at Lincoln Lounge, like middle to late August. It's not set in stone yet, okay. But
I think they're on my dick too.
So look out for that. And people can pick up your 4-song EP. Is it 4 songs?
Four songs. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, you can listen to our EP for free on our Reverb Nation page.
Yeah, and we didn't play any.
Well,
of
actually,
those
I think
we're, on this one.
When one of these bands cancel on Thursday, we're going to fill in for them, right?
Yeah,
at the Jeff Jeff's thing.
Oh, right. Yeah, and the Atomics still don't show up.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll have Texas Shooter.
George shared it today. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. No, they'll be there.
Oh,
they're excited.
They haven't played for, what, 2-3 years?
Fuck, that's
if anybody,
so awesome.
If anybody does dog
on
out
Nick,
on this,
on them.
I'm going to kill them.
I've been talking to Luke, actually, quite a bit from the Atomics. He's a great guy, man. I had never met, actually, any of them. I haven't met George yet either, but I met Luke at Red Rock. What a great guy.
Yeah, like and his brother Ben plays the drums. They're both really cool kids. George, of course, is just this mad genius.
I look forward to it.
Love George. All right, folks. Well, let's wind it up. And do you guys want to play one more song before we go out?
Yeah. We had one more plan, so let's do it.
Excellent. All right. Well, Rory had to leave, if you haven't noticed. He hasn't been here.
I didn't notice.
Quieter.
Whoa.
So for the Reverend Rory Dowd, who's hosting Open Mic in the recent past, for myself, Nick Ramirez, for Dogwater Dick, for Brian Sutherland, for Mojo Jojo, for the band Hexa Shooter. I'd just like to say thanks for listening to the show. We all love you. Life is short. Take it away, Hexa Shooter.
Thanks for having us.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass. It's
The young pusher awaits more customers for his poison.
Dog Life Studios.
Narcotics are often secreted in body cavities, especially by female offenders.
No.